morning. У микрофона Рита Белова со словами-ловушками. Но те, кто слушают, в капкан не попадутся. Так что смело вперед! Два часто употребляемых глагола сегодня.
Look at and watch. Look at and watch.
Послушаем несколько усложненный диалог о том, как глаза, точнее зрачки, pupils, отражают внутреннюю жизнь человека.
Look at the twins.
I can't tell the difference between the two of them. They are exactly the same.
Which one do you like more?
The one on the left.
Why?
She seems more friendly. But I don't know why.
I know why. Look carefully at her eyes.
Oh, yes. The girl on the left has bigger pupils.
Now watch as I shine a strong light into her eyes. Watch especially the pupils, the black area in the center of her eyes.
They're getting smaller, and she seems less friendly.
Now, next time you meet somebody, look at their eyes and watch if the size of the pupils changes. Big pupils mean they like you. Small pupils mean they don't like you so much.
Итак, размер зрачков отражает чувства, испытываемые человеком, или ребенком в данном случае.
The pupils are getting smaller, and she seems less friendly.
В диалоге встречаются слова look at и watch. Оба они означают смотреть.
Watch as I shine a light into her eyes. Her pupils are getting smaller. Look at the two twins. They are exactly the same.
Но слово watch чаще всего означает смотреть в смысле наблюдать. А как по-английски смотреть?
Look at. Look at.
А наблюдать?
Watch. Watch.
Слово watch всегда употребляется в таком смысле.
I want to watch the boxing match on television tonight.
Телевизор. Когда мы смотрим телевизор, мы употребляем слово watch. А look at – смотреть.
Don't look at the wall. I'm talking to you.
Да, это полезный совет. Итак, всего доброго. Bye-bye.